This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The congressional panel investigating last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building is considering recommending three criminal charges for former President Donald Trump. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
The House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is considering recommending that the Justice Department pursue three criminal charges against former President Donald Trump, including insurrection. The panel is also considering recommending prosecutors pursue charges for obstructing an official proceeding and conspiring to defraud the United States. The panel is set to meet publicly on Monday, where the recommendation would be made public. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The White House has defended its decision to block a war powers resolution in the Senate that would have ended U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen, saying it would impede ongoing delicate diplomatic talks. In an interview Friday with VOA, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the United States wants to see peace that is enduring and sustainable. He said U.S. support for the U.N.-brokered truce and peace talks has achieved a measure of success, and the U.S. wants to continue that progress. A United Nations official has warned that more than 25,000 people could face starvation in conflict-plagued parts of West Africa next year. The official with the World Food Program said violence and the economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine are largely driving the threat to people in Nigeria, Mali, and Burkina Faso. He said Friday that nearly 80% of people facing catastrophic hunger, some 20,000 people, are in Burkina Faso's Sahel region. The UN said this week that climate change, severe flooding, and droughts have compounded the humanitarian crisis. This is VOA News. Russia fired more than 70 missiles at Ukraine on Friday in one of its biggest attacks since the start of the war, knocking out power in the second biggest city and forcing Kyiv to implement emergency blackouts nationwide. Ukrainian authorities said three people were killed when an apartment block was hit in central Kryvyi Rih, and another died in shelling in Kherson in the south. Russian-installed officials in occupied eastern Ukraine said 12 people had died by Ukrainian shelling. In an evening video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia still has enough missiles for several more massive strikes. He repeated his call for Western allies to supply Kyiv with more and better air defense systems. U.S. President Joe Biden's urging military veterans to use new health benefits under a bill he signed over the summer. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president was at a Delaware National Guard facility named after his late son, Bo, a building he often passes when arriving in his home state.
It always leaves me with a little bit of a lump in my throat.
Bo Biden died 7 years ago of brain cancer. The president suggested exposure to toxic burn pits in Iraq may have been the cause.
And I'm no doctor, but it's pretty clear a lot of guys and women getting sick.
He says the law known as the PACT Act helps veterans get screened for exposure to burn pits and things like Agent Orange. The administration says more than 730,000 veterans have already been screened. The president's urging more to take advantage. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A gigantic aquarium full of exotic fish has burst in Berlin, Germany, pouring water and debris out onto the street outside. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
An aquarium in Berlin that was home to around 1,500 exotic fish burst early on Friday, spilling more than 250,000 gallons of water and washing debris onto the road outside. Sea Life Berlin offered glass elevator rides through the Aquadom Aquarium and says it was the world's largest freestanding cylindrical aquarium at 46 feet tall. About 100 emergency responders rushed to the leisure complex, which also houses a hotel and a museum.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Hundreds of protesters marched in the southeastern Iranian provincial capital Zahedan on Friday, marking 3 months since the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in police custody, sparking nationwide anti-government unrest. And German broadcaster Deutsche Welle is reporting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Ukrainian people will be awarded the 2023 Charlemagne Prize for defending not only their homeland, but Europe and European values. Marissa Melton, VOA News.